Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, everybody. WSSP. I'm Bart Winkler, that's Tim Shea, Toby in for Rami today. I'll be on with Toby today at 4:30. Toby will be back in tomorrow.
I haven't forgotten, I will be going to Wendy's.
Ah, yes.
To order my Tobies.
You're going to get food
that
and you're going to...
So
no,
weird.
No, no, a side of
a
Toby.
A side of Toby. That's how I have to order it?
Yeah. This isn't like anything that's official, we're just going to make you do
it. Yes, yes. We'll see the reaction.
You got to tape it.
What if they say, okay, please come around?
Well, that'd be incredible. But then who knows what they'll give you? They'll give you like...
I know.
Whatever they give you, you're going to get. You ain't doing this.
Okay. The last time you said I ain't doing this, I gave you a scrub-a-dub song.
You're going to go to Wendy's and order a side of Toby?
Yep.
No, you're not. Come on, Shay. A side of Toby. Okay. All right. The Brewers last night, that was rough. Tim was here on the postgame show, and you're going to be back tonight.
Yep.
Why didn't Evan do it last night? I guess he got a real job or something.
Yeah, usually he does Tuesdays, too, but I have a sneaky feeling that, well, it makes sense.
I can't do the
It makes sense, though. If he's got his real job.
Yeah.
Doesn't want to be here late.
I don't know what you do. I mean, you're here.
I'm here.
You ride Uber?
I'm here all the time now.
You substitute teach still?
Yeah, every once in a while. Not as much.
What are you, like a Bitcoin millionaire or something? You got NFTs?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well. But a tough loss last night, and then you went home.
Can I tell you something about leaving here at night?
Sure.
It's kind of freaky.
Well, yeah, we're attached to a woods.
So, like, I imagine, like, some kind of, like, wolf coming out. So I walk fast. If the security cameras probably get me like walking really fast.
Those things aren't on.
Don't.
There's
say
a lot.
That.
A lot of times there's deer.
Yeah, that's fine. But you know you can't see that. So.
Oh, wolf.
But
God, could you imagine?
Could you imagine if something comes and attacks me?
Could you imagine if I came in this morning
and I was
and I parked and right next to where I parked was you half eaten by a wolf? Oh man. What would I do?
What would you do?
First, I would call.
Play the music.
Sparky
play the
to say music. That I need, you know.
I need someone.
I need someone to come in. Then I would call 911. But first,
I don't think you would need 911.
Call Sparky. Well, you could be still. I don't know. Maybe you turn the key. Just be careful, okay?
I'd be, just be Bart, careful. Help me.
I'd be like, I would, but I gotta fire up the show. We're on at 6, Tim. I got to fire this up. Craig Council talked before the game yesterday. So once we get into the game, you'll learn that Hunter Renfro's hurt now too. Craig Council beforehand, we found out that Freddie Peralta the other night was going to go on the injured list. Okay, he came out of the game. He's going on the injured list. Okay. My expectation was, he might be out, a little bit, a couple weeks. Okay. No, the word that they're using is significant And that's not good. Here's Council with an update on Freddy Peralta before the game yesterday.
So it showed that it's a posterior shoulder strain. He's going to miss a significant amount of time. He will be back this season. But it's going to be a lengthy absence. And we're confident that there's going to be no kind of like after effects to this thing, but it's going to take a while to heal and then build it back up.
Is posterior shoulder rotator cuff?
No, it is not rotator cuff.
Posterior shoulder.
It's posterior shoulder, yeah.
And are they confident as well that this is something that heals with rest and time?
Yeah. Yes. That's why you're very confident that there's no lasting effects to it once it's healed.
Is there
no surgery is not discussed, not considered, not necessary.
With this specific injury, is there usually like amount of shutdown time that, or is it just kind of wait and see?
I don't know the answer to that. Yeah.
Just what?
I mean, the best right now, like we expect him to pitch again this year. But it's going to be a significant chunk of time he misses.
Just how much of a loss is that, Craig? Looking forward for
every loss and a loss of the significance of who Freddie is, it chips away at your group of pitchers, and we have a very capable replacement in the starting rotation, but that he's also, Aaron has impacted us in other places, and the way we were trending, Aaron was probably going to impact us in the bullpen a little bit more as we move forward. So we lose that, and that means somebody else has to step up. And Freddie has set a very high bar with his performance here in the last, since he's been a Brewer.
So that's a little bit from Craig Counsell yesterday before the game, again, talking about Freddie. And, you read significant and you're like, oh, man, that's good. They expect him to be back by the end of the season. So I'm taking it at its word that, okay, this is going to be a while. He needs to have the injury heal and then recover and then, rehab back up to where he was. I don't know. I mean, I hope there's no setback. I hope we don't learn out later that this is going to be longer than we were hoping. Because Freddy Peralta, he is a big part of this team's success. Now, their pitching is shockingly, and if you're a Brewer fan your whole life, I don't even want to say this, but it's like it can withstand a Freddy injury and they can still win a lot of things. I mean, especially if Eric Lauer continues to be, in the last year, he's like one of the best pitchers in the league. I mean, and Eric Lauer still, I don't think, still getting the attention from even the Brewer fans. Like, we're all like Woodruff, Burns, Peralta. Eric Lauer is right with those guys right now with how he's pitching. And Hauser's not that far off. And Aaron Ashby. And then maybe they bring up Ethan Small at some point if they want to stay with this. They got a five. The Brewers have a. It's like a six-man rotation. It's a five-man rotation with a swing guy.
But trade them all.
Yeah, we're not going back to that. It's a five-man rotation with a swing guy. So that means, if they have a lot of days in a row, they're going to have that guy make a start. If there's some off days, maybe he comes in relief and still kind of pitches on his schedule. That would be where Ethan Small could come up.
Listening to Craig Counsell there, do you see a difference between there and when we played him earlier from his post-game press conference?
Oh, yeah. Here's a little bit of Craig post-game where they lost and people are asking him, like,
are you okay?
I mean, it's very sad.
There were so many kind of turning point moments, big moments in that game. Which one do you kind of stands out as the one that ended up changing the game?
Well, every moment matters. So, I mean, I think every moment has an impact on the game. I think, look, we loaded the bases twice and with nobody out and didn't score. That's runs that we didn't capitalize on after really good scoring opportunities. So that's our chance to score more. We caught a bad break on a ball that hit a pitcher's foot. That probably would have got through.
What about that play that
Cronenworth made on.
So sad.
It was cold. Yeah. Hit.
Cronenworth was great last night. I'll get out of this, but Cronenworth was great last night. He gobbled up Wong a couple of times.
What do they call it in San
Diego? They call it the Crone Zone.
The Crone Zone.
Yeah. And then Robbie Cano came in a little bit later in that game. Or he started the game. But how about that? Robinson Cano, who's getting paid like, what, $37 million by the Mets or something? And now he's on his way to
San Diego.
Yeah, it was a big game last night. I mean, some of these games do feel bigger than other games. It's just it happens in a 162-game season. I don't want to say that this game was any more important than any other game, but I also do think all these games are important. I think all these games are important. This game was as important as tonight's game, as the game on the 4th of July, as the game, the last game of the season, as the opening day.
I like the analogy Tim always uses to start a long road trip that you need to get the first win, momentum, get that momentum going on an important road trip too. Because you could definitely see this team playing, or these teams playing each other in the playoffs.
Yeah, but then once we get back, I don't know. Does it matter? Once we get up to a playoff series, does it matter how this game went?
It could. It could for seeding.
Yes.
There's no tiebreakers this year.
No, I understand that. I know that all the games are important. I have a hard time thinking we need to win this game for seeding. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like half there, but I can't.
If it comes down to a 1-2 seed, here we go again.
Yeah, but
if the Brewers win the Central and the Padres win the West.
So they got to win tonight for seeding? I got to get a hug for tonight for seeding?
I'm just saying, when we look at it at the end of the year and we're a game out of that number one seed and we get the 2 seed and San Diego gets the 1 seed, we could go back. The first thing you do is go look at, okay, how did we do against San Diego? And if you split the series, then you go back to that first game. Oh, it would have been great to get that.
Well, we should have known that they were going to go in there and lose. I mean, we should have known more about this Crone Zone.
Well,
it's the Crone Zone.
And this AB. And it's up the middle. Diving is Cronenworth. He throws him his knees in time. Out of a bases loaded jam is Nick Martinez. But he can thank the Crone Zone. Fully outstretched. Crone Zone.
The Crone Zone.
Jeff Levering had a good call.
That was a great play.
It was. It was. It was a very good play.
I thought for sure that was scoring runs. That was Colton Wong, bases loaded in the fourth, 2 out. They had bases loaded in the fourth, no out. And it did change the game. Yeah, Levering, he's like, well, that you could feel the momentum swing. You could feel it swing. The crowd was going crazy. Okay. Do you have the call?
Yeah, I got the call.
Oh, because you looked at me like, oh, you wanted to play it.
I can play it. Do you want me to play it?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
No, yes.
Well,
does he say Crone Zone?
No, I don't know if he knew
about the Crone Zone.
About the Crone Zone for Jay Cronenworth.
Yeah, well, you got to know about the Crone Zone.
But this was Jeff's call.
Swinging a ground ball towards the middle, fielded by Cronenworth. Throw to first, got it. Wow, what a play by Jay Cronenworth to take 2 runs off the board.
Took 2 runs off the
Where's
board.
Where's the part I said about the momentum?
I think that was later when they came back.
No. Did you hear the crowd, though? Play that again. I just want to hear the crowd.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, play that again.
Swinging a ground ball towards the middle, fielded by Cronenworth. Throw to first. Got it. Wow, what a play.
That's playoff baseball.
To take 2 runs off the board.
That is playoff baseball,
just,
man.
Just listen to the crowd.
You can... Got it. Wow, what a play by Jake Cronenworth to take 2 runs off the board.
Yeah, you know, it's a passionate crowd. The San Diego Padres, I mean, this is their team. The Chargers are gone. The San Diego Sockers don't matter. That's a soccer indoor team. Plays with the
is
wave.
That
if
their
they
name?
Still exist.
The Sockers?
Yeah, but it's called S-O-C.
K-E-R-S. Okay.
The Sockers.
Sockers.
Yeah. San Diego Sockers.
I'm just, when we go back, and if we had this discussion with the Bucks, do they win? Do they lose? Do we want the 1 seed? Do we want the 2 seed? Do we want Brooklyn? Do we want Boston? Do we want Chicago?
Man, there's some things I just can't do. Like, I saw one radio station out in D.C. I think they're a sister station of ours, but God bless them. They are going through every Commanders game, previewing the angles right now. Like, who will be the key players? Who's the key players on the other team?
100 days.
I can't do it. I don't think I can do this.
Could you do that with the Packers? Or you can't do this with the Brewers every game? Tim does it every
Tim
game.
Is a different animal.
I know. But these games are important.
I know they're important. I'm telling you they're important.
If we want a World Series, correct?
Oh, God. I can't think about seeding. I don't think it matters. I don't think the baseball. I have never been, I would say, as less, what's the right word?
Less interested?
Oh, no, I'm certainly interested. It's just that after
less
last.
Less concerned?
Well, no, after last year, because you had the juxtaposition of the Bucks and the Brewers, and the Bucks had a really good team, and they had to fight and battle and claw to get to the NBA Finals. And they ultimately got there because they were the better team. And you have seven games each round to prove it. And basketball is a sport that it's like it's hard to have a seven-game upset in basketball. The better team is going to win. You know, I know that an eight's beat a one before, but then the better team wins. The better team normally wins. In baseball, does the better team always win? You go cold for a weekend. I mean, how many times
the hot team,
the Pirates' whole organization went into obscurity because they couldn't get past a one-card wild card. They had like three different opportunities. They win one of those games, how different is it? If the ball doesn't go under Trent Grisham's glove against the Nationals, how different is the Nationals franchise? How different is the Brewers franchise? You know, how far do they go? One game. So a five-game series even, I don't even think that's a big enough sample size. Maybe seven. But baseball, it's so streaky. You get hot, you get cold. It doesn't matter where you play, if you're at home or the road. I think that, you know, this kind of swayed my feelings about what the Brewers do at the deadline. You know, what do you need? What do you add? I mean, you could be as good as you want, but I mean, the Dodgers finally won during the COVID year. The Dodgers have been the best team in the league for 5 years. They get to the playoffs and can't win. I don't know, man. I just don't know that. I don't know that you can prepare for the playoffs in baseball as well as you can in other sports. You know, you can rest guys. You can get the number one seed. It's important. Is home field advantage as important in baseball? I mean, yeah, that crowd was wild, but that's not why they won.
To a point. No, you're
no,
right.
No, in extra innings, you like to be the team that's batting second. That's a nice part of being home. You like that.
That's considered the home field advantage.
So are you – but, I mean, there's so much more that's going to happen that, yeah, you want to win these games and you'd like to win the series. You want to win every series. But I can't be coming on the air on May 24th talking about playoff tiebreakers. I can't do it. And maybe I have to adjust, but I can't do it.
I wish we were playing some of these teams later in the year.
Well, yeah, that
because we play San Diego on the next homestand.
Well, That's one change I'm looking forward to in baseball. Next year, you're not going to play your division 19 times, and you only play San Diego, what, six or seven times?
Yeah, I mean, who knows next year? Because you're playing every team, so you might only play... I don't know how it's set up. You might know more than I do right now. So I don't know if you play your National League teams, at least the ones that are not in your division, twice, if it is kind of how it's set up right now. Or do you only play them once?
You play every – so next year –
You play every team next year.
You play every team in the American League. You still have your rival that you go 2-2 with.
Okay.
That'll be the Twins.
Yep.
Every other team, you have a series, either home or away, and that swaps. And then whatever games are remaining, I think, are
split up
with the rest of the National League.
So you might only play the San Francisco Giants once?
No, I think you play the Giants as much as you play the Pirates.
Really?
Because right now you play the Giants for one series home and away.
Yeah.
And you play the Pirates a total of, I think, five or six series.
18,
you play
19
games.
Yeah. You play your division.
And that's too much.
Your division is too much?
I think so.
So you cut that down to maybe you play them six times?
Yeah.
Home and road.
Yeah, I think
or
that's
seven
too
times.
Much. So you know, I understand the importance of the game. I do. I understand, but I can't be. I'm not seeding chasing. I'm not going. Are we the one seed? Are we the two seed? And then even that's the point that we made last year. Do you want the Brewers to get a bye? Well, that sounds crazy. Of course you do. It's a free pass into the next round. Well, what happened to the Brewers? They sort of had a bye that last week of the season, and they came into the Braves series cold. And what about the Packers? We honestly talked about the Packers. We want them to have a bye, but then they're going to come in to that Niners game cold. Do we want them to have a bye? The playoffs, I think they're more of a crapshoot that they can build the best team possible. And that's what you want to do. You want to have, in the playoffs, you want to depend on Freddie and Burns rather than Kyle Loesch or the Marcus.
Jeff Super.
No, who's the guy that started game six?
Last year?
No.
Or,
Marco Estrada.
Oh. Game six?
Whenever, like years ago.
Oh, okay.
I think is what I was thinking of.
So I
don't know how much that matters. Like, we can talk about it. I just don't know in baseball how much it matters.
So you'd rather have the Brewers be hot going into September?
More than anything. Yeah, I'd rather take hot and play in the first round than cold with a bye. But even saying that, is that true? That sounds stupid. Why did I say that? But that's what happened last year.
That's what happened. That's the problem. They were cold. They couldn't hit.
I think in baseball, you just build the best team possible and que sera, sera. Whatever will be, will be. You win, you lose, you get into the playoffs, anything can happen. You're in the wild card game, okay, you got to win it. You're in a seven-game series, you got to buy, you got to win it. I don't think you can plan too much.
According to everyone today, they won't make the playoffs this year now.
Well, all of a sudden, nobody's cared about the standings all season.
And now all of a sudden.
And now that the Cardinals are only two games back.
We're getting to that point now.
And we play the Cardinals.
We're getting to that point in the season where we're going to start watching
the standings. Yeah, but if the Cardinals take first place this week in the NL Central, who cares? You've got so much time. Sean Markham is who I was thinking of. Thanks.
You were about to say his name.
Sean Markham.
Who threw his glove up in the air. Yeah.
The Sean O'Connell. What's up, buddy?
Hey, yes, I just want you to know that I don't think you should change for your authentic self if you cannot get, really too hot and bothered about May standings. Just be your authentic self, Bart. Don't try to change. And hotness is a good thing. I mean, look how far hotness has gotten you. So,
thank you. About time someone notices.
Yeah, I know. I mean, what can you do? I mean, you got to sometimes be your own best cheerleader. But I think standings, I mean, look at Atlanta. Who cares what their standings were? And they got hot at the right time. And part of the fuel for that hotness was they had a tight race. So I think, in a way, it's almost beneficial that if the Cardinals, because they got Pujols and it's, the Yadier Molina swan song farewell tour, if they push some chips forward and make it a race, I think that helps us. I do. And I don't like to see them succeed, but in a way, I hope that it could fuel us. And because the last time we had success in the playoffs was when it was a tight race and the team responded, got hot at the right time, and had a much more success than these snoozers where at the end of the season they've been sleepwalking. And even 2019, they had their final series in Denver, and they just sleptwalked that whole series, and it looked like it carried over to the Washington game, and then it was what it was. So that's just one man's opinion on what he thinks about when other men are hot. So.
Well, thank you. I'm glad that you're at a place where you can share that, Sean.
Yes, absolutely. All right, take care, pal.
You too, the Sean O'Connell, 414-799-1250. You can tweet us, 1250 AM, the fan.
Maybe I just am hanging out with Tim too much, or I'm starting to catch some of his habits.
No, I love the investment in a season. Where I go back to is last year, I made the argument last year, or at least I explored it, that baseball is set up for a team like the Braves last year. A team like the Braves, they weren't wire to wire. They were battling at the end. They didn't win as many games as the Brewers did. But you're almost set up to, as long as you're playing good in the last couple of weeks of September, then you're in the best position. If you stack up all these wins in May and April and June, That's great. You're going to get in the playoffs. But there's always seems to be somebody that's hot that actually is the team that does well. Now, sometimes, you know, the cold team will win or the hot team slows down. But it seems like baseball's set up in a way to give an advantage almost to a team that comes in hot because they are more battle-tested. It does feel like playoff games for them. And then they get in. And it's just baseball more than any other sport, too. It's so like, can you, is a five-game series long enough to tell me who the better team is? Because there's so many different things that happen.
No.
Look at the series against the Nationals. There was that.
I mean, heck, the wild card's going to be three games.
Right. When then they don't get a bye.
This year. The ones that
what
don't
What was the game
bye.
Where they almost had an inside the park home run? Was that Saturday?
The Brewers? Saturday night. Friday night.
The Nationals.
Yes.
Saturday.
Friday.
And he almost only had that because of the way the ball bounced off the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And that could have completely changed the tone of that game.
It could have.
That could completely change the tone of that series. You know, you hit a ball down the line and it goes off the bag and all of a sudden this team's in the... There's a lot more variables in the course of play than any other sport. I really think that's why, you know, if we're going to talk about Rodgers and Aaron Rodgers, he has one Super Bowl with the Packers and it's a failure. I think that makes sense. If you're going to talk about the Bucks head Giannis and let's say they only win one with him, that's a failure. That would make sense. If the Brewers only won one, let's say they have Burns, Woody, Yelich, and they have this crew, and it's like, you know, 7 years of them, and they only win one, it's absolutely not a failure. I would say that is tremendous. Yeah, I'd thrilled about that because baseball, you get in, man. I really do think that in baseball, it's basically like if you get in the playoffs, it's a bunch of lottery balls that are dropped into the thing and it goes and you pick it out and that's who wins. Hey, last year you picked out the ball and it said Atlanta Braves and that was the winner because there are so many variables in this sport as opposed to any of the others. It's just absolutely wild. 414-799-1250. You can tweet us 1250 AM The Fan. Tony's in Texas and now he's on the phone. What's up, Tony?
Hey, Bart. I spilled my coffee this morning. Did Mike the Painter say we should trade Corbin Burns?
Mike the Painter said we should trade Corbin Burns. Then he said he was joking. Then he said he needs to pay. We need to trade the horses. I couldn't quite understand. I think he was just kind of like circling his brain until he got a take that I agreed with.
Well, I'm all for getting a bet, but Corbin Burns is off limits. I mean, why don't we trade Giannis for Grant Williams? You know, that's not happening. So, yeah, you got to keep Corbin Burns. The guy's a Cy Young pitcher. He's going to be probably, if he stays healthy, one of the best, probably will be the best Brewers starting pitcher ever. So, yeah, Corbin Burns, untouchable. But, you know, back to Al from Cedarburg from yesterday, and I don't know what he's up to today. He's probably doing his accounting. But there's got to be a way for the Brewers to get a bat in here. There's got to be a way. And I heard Ann, I think her name was Ann, earlier this morning. She made a good point. It sounded like she was on my side. Like, they're not going to do anything. They never do anything. Well, the Brewers will do something if it doesn't cost them anything financially. They'll give you players, but the money side is where they're going to try to save the money. So they're looking for guys that are free agents, i.e. CC Sabathia. Then we're going to throw out that fake $100 million contract for 4 years, that kind of stuff. So that's my deal with Anthony.
Yeah, they did that to Prince, too.
Yeah, they do these little fake, oh, here's a little token offer.
They were never offering Prince money. They're like, oh, we'll give you four for 100.
Yes, they were.
They knew he wasn't going to accept that.
Never mind.
What?
No, I don't want us to get into it.
Get into what? That's what we do is get into things. What did I say wrong?
Nothing. You're right. You're right.
Am I? It doesn't seem like it.
Yeah.
You got to defend somebody?
No. No.
We're on the radio. Talk.
I know.
Say something.
I think he's still flustered from those wolves from last night.
Yeah, the wolves are lurking.
You need protection up there?
I need a security guard.
In Hale's Corners?
Yeah. Hale's Corner wolves. And you're out here tonight again, too?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Maybe I'll record when I leave.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, the real heroes of the Brewers are Matt Arnold and David Stearns. These are the guys that are working wonders there. And I appreciate everything they've done with that limited budget that they're given. So yeah, Al from Cedarburg, I do understand a budget and a balance sheet in debits and credits. So, yes, the Brewers have a limited budget, but let's increase the budget 1 year. If they go in the red, I don't care. Raise my bratwurst for a dollar, Bart. Who cares, right? Just win a damn World Series.
Well, I think, too, Tony, thanks for the call.
That's what I think the Brewers are concerned with.
What?
That if they do decide to go for it and spend a lot of money, that they will be raising ticket prices, they will be raising concession prices like they do every year, but they'll raise them a little higher, and that fans will start complaining.
And then they won't
show up.
Yeah, but you can bring in your own food.
Sure. You can.
That's such an underrated part of that ballpark.
I see a lot of people. Oh, well, when I used to work there, I saw a lot of people bring in their own food.
Yeah. I bring my own Diet Mountain Dew now into the press box because they got rid of Diet Dew.
Well.
Because they go Coke. They got
Diet Coke now.
Which I'd rather have Coke than Pepsi, but I need my Diet Dew. Don't give me that mellow yellow.
Do you think Mark isn't... I'm trying to word this correctly. That Mark isn't like the Dodgers. He doesn't have money. He has money, but not Dodger money, Angel money, Astro money.
I don't know how much money these guys have. I just know that the part for
or
me...
Or do you think he's afraid to spend his own money?
I don't think the budget in 2022... I don't think... Like, I'm not going to... The way that the Brewers operate a budget in 2022 should not be the way they operate a budget in 2015, should not be the way they operate a budget in 2027. This is their team. This is their shot. They've had 4 years of shots. And it's always, let's get to the door. Let's knock on the door and see what happens. Well, at some point, you need to knock a little harder, okay? Kick the door down. Force your way into that door. We're always like, let's get invited to the party and see if the girl talks to us. You go talk to her. You get your hair cut. You wear a nice suit. You bring her some flowers. Be a little more aggressive. That's all I want. That's all I'm looking for. What is this? What do you want?
I wasn't saying trade away Corbin.
Yeah, they did not deserve a rebuttal. You're not getting on there.
There we go.
The rebuttal is for something else. You can't just get a rebuttal. Mike sits by the phone.
Now he's going to want a rebuttal for you hanging up on
him. He waits for someone to say his name so he can call back.
Call back.
Yeah. One call, well, that's all.
He got mad at me for not defending him.
Mike, you get it.
Oh, gosh. Here we go again.
Mike, you need to take a week off the show. I don't ever want to tell anyone not to listen. For your mental, it's Mental Health Month. You need to take a week off the show. And just explore another, listen to the birds chirp for a week. I need you to do that, okay?
Do you want to know?
Yes.
You're really rude.
This guy's called me fat on Twitter for 2 months.
Maybe you are, well, no, we can't do that.
I'm rude. Does anybody remember whose name's on the show?
The Bart Winkler Show.
I mean, come on. Be right back. 12:50 a.m. The Fan. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Tim Shea.
Everyone calm now.
414-799-1250. You can tweet us. 12:50 a.m. The Fan. Big show coming up today. Sparky's Midday Madness. The Rami Show. Or as we call around here, the Toby Show. And I'll be on with Toby.
What are you guys going to talk about?
At 4:30.
Everything?
Yeah, a little everything and everything. Well, we're going to catch up. You know, I texted Toby a little bit, but we haven't talked since this National Series, really. You know, he went to Friday and Saturday.
Yep.
And he's a Nationals guy, and he wears National gear. And
he saw the two losses.
He saw them get outscored 12-1. And then he missed the game on Sunday, which the Nationals did very well in and beat us, what was it, 8-2?
Yeah.
Brewers played late last night.
Did you hear your boy Ryan Horvath's little commercial? It was a couple breaks ago. Did you hear that? Did you catch that?
What did he say?
He just didn't seem... by the way, he just followed me on Twitter.
Horvat did?
Yes. I followed him yesterday. He followed me back.
Oh, congratulations.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
He had a little Beat the Books commercial here.
Yeah.
Did you hear it? I can load it up.
I
just
heard
didn't
it.
Seem too enthused about it.
Oh. You want me to play it again?
Yeah, if you want to play it, you can. I mean, I don't know what the rules are with that.
Okay. You want to hear Beat the Books again?
Just you tell me what you think.
Okay. You didn't like that?
I don't know.
He doesn't like doing those.
No? Okay. Well, there you go.
That's Trista's thing. And then
that's what I thought. I'm like, yeah. Usually I hear his...
Yeah, sometimes he can't. She can't do it, and okay. Then they have someone else doing it. He's like, oh, God. Because Horvat, you know, we have him on a couple of days a week. God bless him. He does like 30 hits a week. You know, these Odyssey guys, yeah. Like Nick Kostos is on with us tomorrow at 8. He does like 20 hits. I mean, okay. These guys are all over the place. You know, every market's got their own interview with him. So if I ask him like, hey, so what do you like about the NBA Finals, Nick? It's the same, you know.
Same question. Different. Yeah.
So, you know, you try to talk a little bit and get a little stuff out of him.
But no, yeah, he follows me. I follow him now.
Well, I'm really proud of you.
Thank you. I don't even know him. I mean, him just through talking with him.
So your T-Shay 410?
Yes. Did someone tweet at me?
Are you pretty active on Twitter?
Here and there. Okay. I will be a little more.
You're up to 252 followers?
Yes.
Okay. That's been ringing endorsement for our brand. Do you follow at Bart Winkler Show?
I do.
Okay, because we're... That's a follow back account.
It is. And you literally, I followed you last year. I think I started during the chairs.
Mm.
And then you followed me back within 5 minutes.
Well, that's what we do.
It was a beautiful thing.
Yeah. At Bart Winkler Show is a follow back account. It's not necessarily a tweet heavy account, but if you want another follower, that could be your ticket in. No shame. At Bart Winkler Show. Did you see the big news out of Nebraska?
The balloons, yes.
Yeah, this is big news. This is big
for them. This is huge news.
So Nebraska has this tradition of
I've seen it
giving out balloons, red balloons before home games, and then when they score a touchdown, the fans release the balloon into the air after the first touchdown. They've been doing this since the 1960s. They are suspending this tradition due to a global helium shortage. The helium shortage and supply chain issues do stem in part. Russia's got some helium. This is not the first I've heard about a helium shortage. I don't think we understand. There's a lot of things that are running out. Helium, like, you can't make helium, right? It's, like, running out. And at some point there will never be helium. And manufacturers are trying to recreate helium. I never thought that, isn't that, like, 60,000 balloons going up in the air? Isn't that, like, not good?
Not good for the
environment.
Yeah.
There's a couple things that, you know, everybody, like, You gotta do your one thing. You know, do one thing a day to help this planet. We only get one of these Mother Earths. And I know a lot of people are saying, oh, I'll let my grandkids deal with that. Yeah, well, there's gonna be like 9 hurricanes this summer, and that's not a coincidence. There's a lot of things that we could help. Global warming, message of the day. But one thing I'll always do, I cut up the soda packs?
The plastic.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sure I did that in front of a friend within the last year. He had no idea what I was doing. How do you not know? So the fish's heads don't get caught in there. The fishy's heads.
Yep.
Yeah, I always cut it up. Does it take me a couple minutes? Is sometimes it a pain? Can sometimes I not find my scissors? Sure, but I'm saving a fish.
Well, hopefully that doesn't even end up.
Yeah, hopefully it doesn't end up there.
That's
going to sit at a landfill with the rest of our junk. I saw a story on CBS Sunday Morning that 85 to 90%, great show by the way, 85 to 90% of all clothes ever made are currently sitting in a landfill. 85 to 90% of all the clothes ever made are currently sitting in a landfill. How about that? Let your brain think about that.
Mind blowing.
I'm not sure if it's correct, but if it is, mind blowing. But the other thing I'm very cautious not to do is let balloons go up into the sky. I always thought that that was like...
aren't they trying to stop that? Like, memorials? Like, don't release balloons.
Yeah, you don't release balloons into the sky. You know, can hit a bird or then it...
hit a plane.
Eventually, it runs out of helium, then it falls, and who knows where it goes?
Into the water.
Because I, you know, when I get my wife flowers, when I'm a nice man, and then usually I get my son a balloon with the flowers. So he gets something too, and he can play with the balloon in the house. I won't let him play with the balloon outside of the house because then it goes into the sky. So, yeah, Nebraska is getting rid of this tradition.
How much of the helium do you...
They've also got away from the scoring touchdown tradition.
Oh, gosh. There we go. Remember when they came into the Big Ten and said they were going to win championship after championship?
What did we beat them, like 70 to 30?
70 to 30, 71 to 30, 72 to 30.
You're a big Badger football guy, aren't you?
Less than 100 days, 99 days.
Oh, for the Badgers?
Yeah.
Where's your... I think I saw the over-under on them was 8.5 wins.
Yeah, so their home schedule is brutal. Not brutal as in awful this year.
Mm-hmm.
Their road schedule's pretty nice. They get Ohio State on the road, Iowa on the road. I think their biggest game at home will be Minnesota. They get Washington State at home, but how good is Washington State, really?
All right, so Illinois State, Washington State, New Mexico State, then you play at Ohio State, so you're probably 3-1.
Probably.
And then at Northwestern, you lose. At Sparty, Purdue homecoming, Maryland, Iowa, Nebraska, Minnesota. Okay. Like, do we even think? Are we even thinking winning the Big Ten this year?
Who knows?
Because we play Ohio State. Normally, the years we think we can win the Big Ten, we think we can get to the Big Ten title game and then somehow squeeze in.
Like last year.
But this year, they play at Ohio State.
Yeah.
The fourth week
of the season. Ohio State's going to be really good. And Ohio State has a big matchup week one against Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Did you see what the Pac-12 is doing? They got rid of their divisions.
Yeah, that's probably for the best.
If that happens in the Big Ten, I don't see the Badgers going to a...
Well, a lot of conferences...
You take the top two teams.
Yeah,
then.
They're getting away from the divisions. Remember when we had legends and leaders?
Ugh.
They get away from the divisions, and then they want the top two teams to play in their championship game. What happens a lot in the Pac-12 is usually like a 8-0 team in the conference against a 4-4 team. And then Colorado win one year or something.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
Oregon always gets there and then.
But they also want to keep, you know, some of the rivalries intact. And so conferences are trying to figure out, well, what's the fair way to keep rivalry intact and have it be balanced? Just do the rivalries. College is about rivalries.
I'm just saying if they do that in the Big Ten, I don't think the Badgers make the tournament, Big Ten championship game.
Because they've made a lot of them. But this
Big
side
Ten
of the
East
conference
is
terrible.
Yeah, that Big Ten East is a brutal. And now that Michigan State's all of a sudden back, took them 2 years.
Michigan State, Michigan, Penn State, Ohio State.
Boom, for those four right there.
Yeah. Yeah, it will depend, you know, if Iowa's good a certain year or whatever. I mean, apparently Minnesota's program is...
Row the boat.
Apparently, I'm hearing nothing but good things.
Yeah.
About the Golden Gophers and their recruiting class. That's why we got to focus on basketball, Gus the Bus.
So am I pumped about this year? I am a season ticket holder. Yeah, I always get excited, but I can't wait for, 2 years? Alabama comes rolling into town. Nick Saban, hopefully.
The Athletic did a survey. Badger fans will ask, what are your realistic expectations for the program? The choices were... reach the college football playoff every few years.
It should be that every year.
Win the Big Ten championship every few years. Contend for the Big Ten West title every few years. Or just qualify for a bowl game every year. So reach the college football playoff every few seasons. 5% of Badger fans think that's their realistic expectation. I think with the way the Badgers are, my realistic is... they haven't made it yet. My hope would be... once every 15 years, which, they've never made it, so why do I even think once?
They had their chance with the Russell Wilson and J.J. Watt eras.
Well, they had their chance. What was the year they went to the Big Ten championship game, lost Ohio State?
Like 20. It was close.
Yeah, it was a close game.
3 years ago?
Yeah, it was four.
Four?
It was a close game. That year, I really, really thought they could do it. Will Wisconsin win the Big Ten championship game in the next 5 years? 42% said yes. Does it almost get harder? I mean, you got all this NIL stuff now, and now people that were like, well, I could go to Ohio State, but I'm going to go to Alabama. Well, Ohio State's going to come here. You know, the Badgers, they seem to be the one team that I've, and again, I'm bird's eye view on all this, but they've got their like professional NIL portal, and you can sign up here and then get this athlete.
I don't think the Badgers are doing enough in the NIL.
Well, no, because they're trying to do it
the correct way, which.
No, not even that. They're trying to do it. They're like bracing for if there are rules that come in,
they're already ready.
Complying.
Don't. Not right now.
Complying. Yeah. They just never want to do anything that could get them in any sort of. And that's how they run their program.
Well, good for them, but it's not going to get you a championship.
I wish the Badgers were more. You know, because like I really enjoy Badger football. I really get into it. But as soon as they lose their first game, that's kind of it. You know, I think they lose to BYU one year and then.
It's over.
I still don't think we should ever do jump around again after that game. BYU stole it from us. BYU stole it in that third quarter. They stole jump around from us. It's been tainted for me ever since. Because these other teams come in here, do jump around, think they're so funny, and then they win, and then they are funny. Minnesota.
It happened a lot last year. Michigan fans took over the Badger student section in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing. They did it in Chicago last year after the Notre Dame game. What happens? Badgers up 13-10. They do jump around. Notre Dame comes back, runs back the kickoff for a touchdown. Next series, interception for a touchdown. Next series, interception for a touchdown. Ball game.
Is Wisconsin closing the gap on Ohio State? 39% of Badger fans said no, but we're keeping pace.
What's keeping pace?
59% said no, and it's widening the gap. 2% said yes. Those are probably, I'm just going to vote yes in there. I don't know. I mean, how different are your expectations if they actually chase down Caleb Williams?
National champion, you got to make a run.
And then now Graham Mertz, who was the savior, is just another John Stockel.
Yeah.
Is that really where we're at?
It's just disappointing.
Well, he could still have a big year. I mean, some of these guys in the third year have been big, but.
But it's just the expectations for him, the way people think. Rose Bowl. No, I don't want. Well, this year, yes, I do want a Rose Bowl because that means you're in the playoff. But every year when you're 10-2, 10-1, they need to have bigger expectations.
You feel like if the Badgers were ever going to get it done, it would have happened by now.
It would have happened. Russell Wilson, they blew their opportunity.
Yeah, well, they lost twice that year. Tonight, you got the Badgers.
What?
Who will be able to turn on their TVs and watch the Brewers.
Nice transition.
Corbin Burns, 1-2, 2.26 ERA, 1-2. That's why wins and losses might be kind of dumb. Against Blake Snell in a 7.36 ERA. Now he's coming off
he's making a second start.
Injured list. So we'll see tonight. Tim Allen, who we talked to earlier, called tonight's game the biggest game of the season. This is the 46th consecutive day that he has said that. it is a big game. And if you didn't stay up late last night, maybe you stay up tonight, maybe not. They play at 3 o'clock our time tomorrow. That's a little more doable for a lot of you guys, but it is late. I just, before I ever worked in mornings, late night baseball, I needed late. I loved it. You hang out a little bit. Now it's like, God, I love when they play at 6 o'clock. I wish that they played in that Sunday afternoon Peacock game that they could start at 10:30 in the morning.
10:30.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to that Packer 8 o'clock game.
The London game. I am too, dude. They play the Giants. I think a lot of people are going to gripe and complain about it, and then once it gets here, it's going to be awesome.
We should plan an outing that morning.
No.
Okay.
I'm going to watch that game in bed. Maybe.
Oh, I'm going out.
Yeah, I think you got
it. I'm already planning my day.
Yeah, maybe you do got to go out for that one. That's a long day of football.
It is. It's a fun day of football.
Because then I watch all of, you know, I watch football wake
up
to finish.
Noon, 3 o'clock, and then go back home. You can watch the Sunday night game that night in bed. Man.
Our post game show will be on like during other games. That'll be
right at noon, right?
Yeah, that'd be crazy. But yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Tim's probably got to do his fantasy show, like at 5 in the morning,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. Or they do it during the game. I don't know.
A live update show?
We got a few months to think about it.
Oh, boy.
I don't know. We got a few months to think about that.
I'll need off that day.
Yeah. No, that's going to be a fun day. Yeah. Not doing. No. Off. No. So Brewers tonight and then, of course, tomorrow. The Admirals are doing their thing again today.
Yep. Down at the Cathedral or Red Arrow Park.
Yeah. I went yesterday. I went very early. I was one of the first people there. I just really wanted my son to meet this mascot. And so I showed him pictures because I showed him pictures in the car. And he's like, cool, cool, cool. And then we got there. And you know how kids are scared of anything. Like,
oh, yes.
I didn't realize until yesterday that Roscoe's nose is a hockey puck.
Really?
I did not realize that till yesterday. How stupid of me. Roscoe is a sea dog.
Okay.
That's what they're listed as. But yeah, they're just set up there. There's, you know, space where you can maybe bring some food and eat and
win some tickets,
grab some coffee,
or
and then
a shirt or a cowbell.
Yeah, and then you can play Plinko, and you can win tickets. You can sign up for tickets. You can get a deal off of tickets. But I played Plinko, and he won the cowbell. So now we'll hear that forever. And then I won a T-shirt, which was extra large. So Mike the Painter should know I can fit into some clothes. So how about that?
I smell a comeback for the Admirals.
Oh, they're down 2-0. I got my Admirals sweatshirt on today.
I like it. I like that logo.
Yeah, it's like a fox. It's like the fox back, the fall back, the fake throwback.
Yep.
Yeah, I like it too. I get a lot of compliments on this whenever I wear it out.
I noticed that you're wearing your Bucks winter hat again.
I went winter hat today.
A little chilly out.
Yeah, well, I try to hang on as long as I can with the winter hat. I cut my hair so I don't look as good in the baseball cap as I did it last week. So I got to go winter hat. Anything else you want to notice about my appearance? I've been wearing these pants for 4 straight days.
It's been fun these last 2 days.
I think these socks are my wife's. They got in my drawer.
I will make sure to take my video when I go through the drive-thru. You don't think I will?
Well, have fun tonight. I know you're back on the post-game show.
Yep.
I'll check in with you later in the week.
I'll be back Friday.
All right. Toby back tomorrow. I'll be on with Toby 4:30 today. I'm Bart. That's Tim Shea. Big show coming up next.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.